The Fox City Score chapter and WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Pat Lowney as he talks to entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, from the Myron Construction Studio, it's Biz Talk on WHBY.
Good morning and welcome to Biz Talk. I'm Pat Lowney and I'm here this morning with Terry Pinch. Hi, Terry.
Hi, Pat. Are you enjoying this first Saturday of summer?
It's great. It's great. Can't beat the weather. So good to have people with us. I'd just like to remind everybody that Biz Talk is brought to you each week by the Fox City Score Chapter, and we'll talk about that a little bit later in the program. But we'd like to get to our guest this morning, who is Chris Allen from Fox Communities Credit Union. Hi, Chris.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you.
So let's start out this morning by talking a little bit about Fox Communities Credit Union. You've got quite a business services department. You're the vice president of business services. And why don't you tell us a little bit about what Fox Communities does in the business services area?
Sure. Before I get to that, I know a lot of people see Fox Communities Credit Union around our neighborhoods and in our territory here. But a lot of people don't know a lot about us. We are a rather large financial institution, a rather large credit union. We're member-owned, which means that we were set up solely for the benefit of our members, so we provide financial services to them. And we got a pretty large footprint. We cover pretty all of northeast Wisconsin for the most part with 22 branches, and we're a pretty big organization, so we got a lot of firepower to help our members both with pricing and pretty much any most products that financial services offer.
So what about the member ownership? What sets a credit union apart from a bank because of that?
Yeah, so, I get that question quite a bit because, we tend to do things that look very, very similar in terms of the way that we act. And for the most part, it is pretty similar. We offer checking accounts, savings accounts, loans, auto, home, personal loans, business loans, which we'll get to here in a minute. But the main difference is that we're an economic cooperative, a not-for-profit economic cooperative that was set up, as I said before, for the benefit of our membership. So pretty much everything we do, we always ask, is this in the best interest of our membership as a whole? Everywhere from the pricing of our loans all the way to the services and products that we offer to things as simple as our internet banking. We try and find the best shoot between cost and benefit for them, and we're always doing that. We don't have independent owners or shareholders like other financial institutions do, so we're not profit motivated. We're really just trying to set up the best possible financial institution we can for our members.
Yeah. We really do like to brag about our local communities and businesses in the area. And one thing you mentioned on your website, I want to make sure you get a chance to talk about is your rating that came out on quality of the business, because it's really spectacular. I don't know that people in the area know this. Could you talk about
it a bit? Yeah. This one of those, we're also pretty humble and modest because we were just ranked by S&P, Standard & Poor's, and Moody's. I think they're together now. But we were just ranked the number one credit union in the nation for financial performance. So that means all of our growth, the way that we manage our balance sheet to keep our credit union strong for our members, which is a combination of generating enough income to continue to make a really strong financial institution, yet not too much to be something other than what we are, which is a credit union. So we were just ranked number one in the nation, and we're very, 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 very proud of that. And you might see us start talking about it a little bit more, but that actually came out a few months ago. And we've really been, because we are, a not-for-profit economic cooperative, it's like, okay, how much do we really kind of put that out there? Because, again, we're really proud. We work really hard to make the best financial institution we can. It was just recognized. So we'll probably talk about that a little bit more here in the next couple of months. But thank you for bringing that up. Like I said, we're really proud of that.
Well, that is a real important distinction, and congratulations to you.
Well,
I know you worked hard to get that.
Yeah.
It says a lot about you. And, I worked in credit unions my entire career, and people sometimes don't understand about the focus of a credit union, and the fact that they are, you know, the profits that they're earning are helping to buy and reasonably price services and things. For example, like the home banking products and web services and things are very expensive to offer, and yet you have to have them to be able to compete in this day's world, and somehow you have to pay for that. So it's very important that you generate a good profit.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, in my position, I get to actually see a lot of that, a lot of the costs behind those from a financial standpoint, the inner workings of the financial institution, the credit union, and you're 100% right. Those are very expensive things, but you know, think about your internet banking, your home banking, as we call it. A lot more people are going to it. They expect a lot more services to come through that. From a business standpoint, that is extremely important because there's things that businesses require through their home banking that people don't. You know, think about a business where you got an owner and an account, like an internal accountant or controller. That controller needs access to the home banking so that they can, you know, balance the books and do the things that they need to do. Yet you want to be able to limit that. You don't want, might not want them to cut checks or do things that could, you know, potentially result in fraud, because we see that in the paper all the time. So you got to have those type of securities and stuff like that. And that's an ever evolving world, the technology side of it, and the amount of investment that we have to make in the infrastructure. And as I explain the credit union difference to people, we have a very similar cost structure as banks do, where we gotta make enough money to put away onto the balance sheet to keep us safe and strong, because that's what keeps financial institutions safe and strong, is their capital that stays on the balance sheet. We also have to make enough to invest into the next generation of products and services that people are going to expect, which is ever increasing and increasing at a more rapid pace with Amazon and everything. Think about everything through Amazon now. That's bleeding into other industries like financial institutions. People want it, you know, they want stuff, they want it now, as they should. The only thing we don't have is that profit motivation at the end of equation. So that's why we usually have slightly better rates and terms.
So not every credit union has business services, but you do, and many of the bigger ones do. Can you tell us why Fox Communities is, and has been for quite a long time, offering business services?
Yeah, we found obviously we are a pretty large financial institution, and that's a service that our members were asking of us a while back, because a lot of people have, if they aren't pure business owners, they got, we'll call them side hustles, where they own duplexes or small businesses that aren't their primary source of income, laundromats, things like that, all the way up to the true entrepreneur that owns the manufacturing facility or a large piece of investment property, like you see the Starbucks in or something like that. So we were getting asked a lot to participate and say, hey, do you finance that type of stuff? So for about 20, 25 years now, we've been offering, actually even longer technically if you really want to, but really kind of into it for about 20, 25 years we've been offering it. And now we actually have one of the larger portfolios, commercial portfolios in the area. We got over 4,000 business customers. We've got six loan officers between here and Green Bay that will actually come out to our business owners' place, which is one of the largest stable of commercial loan officers in the area. We have basically most of the products and services that businesses would require. We are working to shore up some of our deficiencies, and we're pretty honest about that, especially, you know, on some of the home banking stuff. We've been servicing 4,000 business members now for a very long time.
When you talk about the home services and the technology that you're investing in, do you have your own staff that is doing this, or is this something you go to outside contractors for? Yeah. How do you work on that?
Yeah, so it's a bit of both, actually. We have an IT staff. We have a chief information officer who's excellent. I hope he's not listening, because I don't want him to, you know, get a big head from me saying that. But no, he's really excellent. Corey's tremendous, and we're constantly evaluating those opportunities to enhance our services now, and we're taking a very much more active approach. But like a lot of small businesses, which we're still a small business, by some standards, like a lot of small businesses, we'll have that one point person or that group of point people, our IT department, but then we'll have to ask outside resources to come in and provide the specialized services that we require in order to completely execute what is an extraordinarily complex banks.
And if you're you're competing with banks too, and they have large staffs and organizations. Is there a credit union organization that can help the individual credit unions on this sort of thing too? Or
From an IT standpoint, yeah. I mean, there are a lot of organizations that focus on credit unions. A lot of independent the credit union industry has a lot of what we call credit union service organizations, which were organizations set up specifically to help credit unions with whatever area they're looking at. For example, there's a member business lending credit union service organization that helps with underwriting and stuff like that. But then there's also IT service organizations, and there's other things. And we look for them within our trade group to try and do that. But then we also go out to a lot of the same people that, to be honest, that the banks use. I mean, we're providing a similar service. Those people that offer those technology and stuff, they also offer services to credit unions as well.
There's a lot of networking that goes on too between people who are IT focused and having to know what's coming up and what they may have an idea. This is what we need, and rather than reinvent it, you can go talk to somebody at some other part in the country or some other part of the state. And get some help with that.
Well, and that's you touched on a benefit of credit unions. Because we don't have quite the same motivations as for-profit institutions, we are extraordinarily collaborative amongst each other so that we can help each other learn because we're really all here for a very similar purpose, which is just to make the best financial institution that we can for our membership. So we, in fact, on Monday, I'm actually going to go to another credit union and take a look at some of their technology so that I can, so they're helping us, try and find better ways to do things, and we would gladly return that favor for most credit unions. And that's one of the benefits of going to a credit union is that not only are you getting that credit union, you're getting a strong network of people, the whole industry kind of behind you.
Absolutely. And in my career also, I spent a lot of time doing that collaboration, and that was just wonderful that you could call somebody and say, how did you do that? Mm-hmm. What did you do that made that work, or what would you avoid?
Yeah,
if you had to do it again, and that's just wonderful.
Yeah, and that model, I would extend it to, we have a lot of business owners that are listening to us. I would not do your business. I would not run your business in a bubble and just kind of avoid everybody. I would try and find the people that perform the best that I've seen over the years with this. The people that have performed the best are the ones that have developed that group the group that they can go talk to. It might not be in the market because you are competing against people, but if you find a group of people that you can bounce ideas off that do similar things, you can take best practices from them. I always strongly recommend that because you always tend to perform a lot better.
I agree.
Yeah.
So if you'd like to join in the conversation with Chris, you can give us a call at 920-281-1150 or a toll-free number, 866-887-1150. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Biz Talk on WHBY.
Need help taming your business's financial beast? Albertson Hailing CPAs can simplify your financial situation and guide you from payroll to tax planning and more. Let's crack the whip on your business's finances, helping you feel more comfortable. Visit AlbertsHaling.com. Albertson Hailing. Personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Albertson Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Intellectual property doesn't have to be confusing. If you have an original idea and are considering patents, trademarks, copyrights, or protecting your company logo, let me partner with you and make it easy to build and protect your intellectual property portfolio. Legal Business Edge. Know your options. Call 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
Are you a business owner looking to purchase real estate or equipment? Did you know there's a program out there that any bank or credit union can offer to help you make it happen with as little as 10% down and long-term fixed rates under 5%? It's called the SBA 504 program, and it has been working for small businesses for over 35 years. So next time you are talking to your banker about real estate or equipment financing, make sure you ask them for the SBA 504 option, because knowing all of your options is good business. Learn more about the SBA 504 program at WBD.org.
Welcome back. We're glad you're joining us this morning. We're talking to Chris Allen from Fox Communities Credit Union, and we've been talking about Fox Communities Credit Union, and we're going to get back to that. But before we do, I'd like to tell you a little bit about the Fox City Score chapter. Our chapter is located in the Fox City's Chamber Office in downtown Appleton. We have offices in Appleton, Oshkosh, and Fond du Lac, and we serve basically an eight-county area around those three cities. We have about 50 volunteer mentors, each of them an expert in their fields. We offer entrepreneurs no-cost and confidential mentoring. We have expertise in areas such as IT, social media, marketing, cash flow, accounting, strategic planning, HR, retail best practices, and many other specialties. In order to register for a no-cost and confidential mentoring session and or to learn more about the Fox City Score chapter, visit our website at foxcities.score.org. You can learn more about the Score chapter and how we can assist you in starting and or growing your business. When visiting our website at foxcities.score.org, you can complete an online application for a no-cost confidential mentoring session. Simply complete the online form and submit it to Score. Within a few days, a Score mentor will be contacting you to set up a meeting. Remember, Score is no cost and offers experts who can offer you assistance in many different areas of your business that you may need assistance in. To get started, simply visit our website at foxcities.score.org. And I'd like to throw one more plug in, too. We're always looking for new mentors. But right now, we're reaching out for anybody that has an agricultural background or perhaps restaurants. If you have a background you'd like to share with us, we'd love to have you with us. Just go out to foxcities.score.org, and we'll connect with you. So a reminder again, our phone numbers are 920-281-1150 or toll-free at 866-887-1150. Give us a call if you want to get in the conversation with Chris. So we want to turn now and talk a little bit maybe about some of the changes that have gone on in the last decade or so. There's been an awful lot of changes in the banking world and things.
Yep.
What have you seen, Chris?
Yeah, so the last decade has been probably one of the more interesting ones from a bank. I mean, every decade is pretty interesting in the banking industry. But this last one was extraordinarily interesting because, as most of us remember, the Great Recession started to happen in the 2007-2008 time frame and really kind of kicked in the 2009 time frame. That caused a lot of issues at banks and credit unions with members or customers in the bank's case having issues, collateral having to be reevaluated, then all of a sudden you're underwater, as we call it, for your loan, which means your collateral isn't worth as much as the loan is at that point, and then just general performance of the economy as a whole. The result of the Great Recession was a tightening of credit standards, in a lot of cases, rightfully so, but tightening of credit standards both by the examiners of financial institutions, because for those who don't know, financial institutions get examined by either the state or the federal government because of their insurance. You know, part of the insurance that we get through FDIC or NCUA, that requires a lot of governmental oversight. So when you got to fill out, 50 pieces of paper for a loan, a lot of that has to do with that type of stuff. And again, not all of it's bad. In fact, a lot of it's really, really good. It really helps protect the consumer. But like everything, here and there, especially after a recession, the tendency is to tighten down a little bit too much and then loosen up as we start to understand things happening. So that's what we saw in the 2010, 2011, even into 2012. It was a hyper tightening of rules and regulations around lending, especially in the business sector, because that was an area that got hit pretty hard. And then over time, everybody started to understand hey, we were coming out of it, things were going pretty well. And the tightening started to loosen up a little bit, and we started to see that help, deploy more money into the market. We're now, for the last two or three years, we've been in a really good spot from an economy standpoint and a lending standpoint, where there was just a lot of stuff getting done. A lot of people were getting loans. A lot of good things were happening. We have now rolled into the next phase of this interesting decade, which is rising interest rates. And I believe we'll talk a little little bit more about that later. But that is starting to change the rules of the game quite a bit, because if you recall, when the Great Recession hit, the Federal Reserve and other institutions really started to work hard to pull rates down as far as they could to help keep the economy humming along. And we have been at the lowest rates that we've ever seen as far as I can tell into history of modern banking. We've been almost 7 or 8 years of that now, or a decade, and now rates are starting to rise both on loans and on deposit rates. And that's causing a little bit of turmoil in the market. Obviously, people with loans are going to start to see their rates increase, and that's going to have an impact on them. But for financial institutions, what we're seeing is that management, if you think about it, for the last 10 years, nobody's had to worry about rising interest rates to a significant degree, especially in the deposit market. But now management of financial institutions, a lot of which turned over during that time period, the new management hasn't been in a position at a financial institution to handle that transition. So it's getting really, really interesting to see how people are, people as in the financial industry, are actually working through that. And what that's causing is it's causing a lot of, there are a lot of deals out there for people if you're looking for loans. That's going to disappear all of a sudden, and then it's going to come back. I don't want to call it volatile, because that's not necessarily the thing. But from a rate standpoint, there's just a lot of movement all over the place. Whereas 6 months ago, everybody was pretty much in lockstep, because you know there really wasn't anywhere else to go from a rate standpoint.
So let's take another break, and we'll be back in a few minutes, and we're going to continue this conversation. You're listening to BizTalk on WHBY.
I'm on my way out. I'm booked that day. I'll be washing my hair that night?
No matter what excuse you use, your business's finances won't fix themselves. Albertson Hailing CPAs can take the frustration out of your bookkeeping, taxes, and more. We'll help you understand and manage your situation. Visit AlbertsHailing.com. Albertson Hailing. Personal connections. Positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Albertson Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Hi, this is Matt Wilcock. I've been helping businesses in this area for over 20 years as a business banker, and now as a vice president with WBD, your business finance resource. WBD is a nonprofit company that partners with local lending institutions to offer the SBA 504 loan program. If you are looking to buy commercial, real estate, or equipment, want to lower your down payment and get a 20-year fixed rate under 5%, be sure to ask your banker to show you the 504 option. And don't worry, at WBD we speak SBA, so we will make it easy for you and your banker. For more information on the 504 program, visit WBD.org.
Welcome back to Biz Talk. I'm Pat Lowney, and I'm here with Terry Pinch this morning, and we're talking to Chris Allen at Fox Communities Credit Union. Remember, if you'd like to join us, you can call us at 920-281-1150 or 866-887-1150. Let's get back to Chris. So let's follow up on that conversation that we're talking about in the last segment about the rising rates and the decade we've been through and things. That probably also is a great lead-in to the fact that when you're running a financial institution or you're in charge of, you know, business services or whatever, you have to take a longer point of view than sometimes people give you credit for, to say, you know what, maybe I have to make some decisions today that aren't as, you know, comfortable or perhaps taken as well. Yeah. But for the long-term health of the credit union and the long-term health of the borrower, you may have to say, we can't do this right now.
Yep. Yeah, so before I get too far into that, we're kind of doing a little bit of a deep dive case study into for this, because I've been on the show now maybe 6 times, I think. And each time we talk about specific business issues and stuff like this, but we're kind of diving into a little bit of a case study for financial institutions at this point. But a lot of the stuff that we're talking about right now is very, very important to business owners in general. Like the topic you just brought up, being management succession or before that. And then now in an environment where it's hard to make money, you're going to have to make some hard decisions. You know, for the financial institutions, for credit unions, and banks, you know, our decisions right now are revolve around a lot of things like, do we book this loan at this rate or do we pass on it at this point because it's just too low, and I know that in 3 years I'm going to have a hard time making any money on that as the cost of my inputs, which is that our deposit rates, you know, much like if you're a builder, the cost of your inputs go up. If you commit to a specific price today and the cost of your inputs go up, you're going to make less money as you go through that. And the less money we make, the less money we have to return back to our members and do things like that. So we do have to make a lot of hard decisions. And we actually have done a lot of that so far this year. We really, really look hard. We really kind of pick our spots and say, hey, and most of it's like we'll make the loan. We'd love to make the loan to you, but we have to do it at this rate. And like I said in the last segment, there are still some deals out there, perhaps, and that, you know, you might be able to save a quarter, half point. You know, that's just kind of the way it is, and we end up not booking that loan or bringing that member on or helping that member out the way that we would want to. But we have to look at it for the overall health of our organization, not only today and meeting our goals today, but also for tomorrow. Because if we were to do something that would be hard to swallow, again, you know, like the builder, if you commit to a price today and your cost of inputs goes up 6 months from now, you might be working for and not making any money, or worst case, losing money on that particular deal. So we're trying to really take a hard look at how we do things like that. But then also, you know, investments and stuff like that, is now the right time to make investments in our business, because again, the industry's in a little bit of flux right now, and just like any business owners or whatever, when the industry's in flux, you tend to not want to move. You tend to want to stay still, like an animal, you know, when there's a predator circling. You just want to stay still and not move. But sometimes that's the worst thing. Sometimes you have to continue to invest in your business and continue to do the things that you need to do to be competitive long term, even though right now in the short term, it doesn't look like in the short term, it's tough to justify, but you know long term that it'll be a benefit for you. And that's another thing, too, for Fox specifically, and being, as you pointed out at the beginning of the show, the number one performing financial credit union in the United States. One of the reasons we like to have a very strong balance sheet is not only for the protection of our members, but it allows us to make those decisions a little bit easier. You know, it's a rough patch, right? You know, it's a rough patch. You know, pricing's weird. You know, rates are going up. Deposit rates are going up. All of our inputs are kind of in shambles. But we're very strong, and we got a strong balance sheet, and we're going to invest in things like technology for our members because we know that it'll come back. We'll be able to circle back around to it and have a model that'll work going forward, so we can afford to do that. And just so, one piece of advice for small business owners: work really, really hard to build up your balance sheet so that you don't have to not do anything when things get a little dicey or when the seas get a little rough. You can afford to say, hey, I got a strong balance sheet. I'm going to make this investment because I know it's the right thing. I know in my heart it's the right thing going long term. So,
and also, this is a good time when relationships matter, right? So that, you know, you develop relationships on both sides. It works both ways.
Yep.
But then sometimes when you have to say, to have the hard conversation with somebody, they realize, you know, that you are looking out for their best interest in the long term.
Yep.
And just saying yes to make them happy right now may not be good for them or the credit union.
Yeah, that's in fact, I view that from a business side, I view that as one of the jobs of a relationship manager, a commercial loan officer, is sometimes giving somebody a loan is akin to giving them enough rope to hang themselves. And that is not a position I ever want to be in. I would rather say no, have somebody leave a little upset that I wasn't able to get behind their vision, but knowing in my gut that I made the right choice and I wasn't going to participate in helping them get to a spot that they were most likely going to get to, which was, you know, not a good spot.
Yeah. One of the things I know Pat and Tony Bush and other Square member really like to talk about is build your banking relationship and manage your banking relationship. Don't go transactional. One of the things that the credit union really seems to bring to this is building a relationship with their customer. Can you talk a little bit about that? How do you do that other than just they walk in and you give them a loan? What do you do to build that relationship and show the customer that you should be a partner, they should be a partner with you?
I can talk about how Fox did it in particular. So when we were building out our commercial lending team, we decided to go. There's basically two routes you can go. You can go with the new guys that are coming into the industry that are a little bit less expensive, but they're really hungry. They're out there. They're knocking on doors. They're wonderful. And they're going to be great lenders at some point. Or you can go with extraordinarily experienced people that have been through the cycles and whatnot. I chose to build the team on experience, essentially, so that I think our average number of years of experience is 25 on the team of six. So that is extraordinary in that they can help our members with advice and ways to structure things. Like, hey, you don't want to do this because if this happens, you're gonna, you know, it'll be like a weight around your, you know, around your ankles, floating in the river. You know, you're not gonna be, you know, we wanted to have that experience versus somebody who's less experienced would be, hey, I want to get the loan. Let's make sure that you get your money for your stuff and might not be able to see those, two, three, four, you know, boogeymen down the road, that could potentially hurt. So that's one way, to do it. Look for people who are experienced. When I always tell people, when you go and you talk to a commercial lender or a relationship manager at a financial institution, really make sure that you get along with them. That's as weird as that sounds. Make sure that you get along with them. Make sure you enjoy the hour that you spent with them, just from talking with them. You can relate to them. You can do the things that you need to do, because it's easier to have conversations with people you can relate to. Rather, if it felt adversarial right away, or if it felt like they didn't understand your business, or if it felt like they, I hope this doesn't happen much out in the market, but it's like they didn't care about your business all that much. You know, what's going to happen when things get a little rough, or you ask them to take a chance on you a little bit more? If you have somebody that you relate to that has experience, that is with a financial institution that understands your type of business, because financial institutions are all different, credit unions, banks, we all have different credit cultures. I like doing certain things that other banks or credit unions in the market don't like doing, and vice versa. You could come to me with a completely great idea, and I might say, hey, that's just not my thing. And actually, let me give you an example. Somebody just wrote me, wrote the credit union, and I'm the one who takes all of our inbound questions for the business side, because I like to stay in touch that way. Asked me about solar panels. Hey, I want to put a bunch of solar panels on my duplexes. And I wrote back. I said, oh, that sounds like, you know, something effective. That sounds great. I just don't know how to lend into that space very, very well. But he could call another institution, and they may have just done that, or they may have decided they want to specialize in that, and they worked into it. And they'll say yes right away. And it's not, and that person in the marketplace, I would strongly recommend, hey, don't say, hey, you know, Fox can't do anything, or, you know, this bank can't do anything, you know, it just might have been their expertise level, their comfort level with what you were doing, and the other bank just had a different comfort level, because we're all different people.
And it also leads to the relationship part of being honest.
Yes.
You know, you tell them right up front, I'm not the best person for you to talk to for this.
Yeah.
Maybe even here is somebody that is in the market that I know is doing this,
yeah,
and they're going to do a better job if this is what you really want to do.
You know, that's I hope everybody can be that way. Being at a credit union is a lot easier because we are member focused, because we are people focused. I would rather not waste anybody's time or do something that is just not going to be a good situation for them. Because if I can't, you know, if I can't help them out, I'd rather just tell them that up front. We don't need that loan so bad on our balance sheet that I would do it to in a way that would hurt the member. That's just not what we're here for. That's the whole point of what we are as a economic financial cooperative, is to do the best thing we can for the member. And sometimes that's, hey, I'm just not the best person for this, but that sounds great. If there's anything I can do to help, let me know.
And I every once in a while have people that I'm working with who I'll tell them that be honest with your banker or with your, you know, the credit union you're working with or something, because those people know when something isn't right, you're not pulling any wool over their eyes. They've been doing this for a long, long time, and they've seen this industry for many, many different times and things. And it really starts to taint, at best, taint your relationship if, you know, you're working with somebody that you really don't trust either, because they're giving you numbers that don't work out, and you're asking questions that don't tie out.
Yeah. Honesty is extraordinarily important, and timely honesty is extraordinarily important, because you're right. We will eventually see something. That's what we do. That's what we're trained for, you know, to understand the risk associated with loans and to help monitor and mitigate that risk. So it's kind of hard to not be known eventually. And then that does create a little bit of distrust. And what happens is, a lot of times when you have a situation, and these happen, you know, the change in business circumstances causes you to not be able to make payments on your loan and stuff like that. And I'll talk, you know, from Fox's standpoint, we work with borrowers quite a bit more than I have in any other place that I've worked. And when I say quite a bit, by miles, we work very, very hard with people. I shut that off almost immediately when somebody either lies to me or does something that I view as dishonest. At that point, I'm not helping anymore in that way, because we have an unwritten contract that, you know, I'm going to do whatever I can for you. If you do whatever, you know, if you help me work through this, I'll help you work through this. And then as soon as somebody says something that's an untruth to me, then I believe that contract is broken.
And you don't, and that's pretty common, I think, at least my experience in credit unions too, but you also don't want that collateral. Your goal is not to take that collateral back, because that is not a benefit to you. It's a mitigation at best.
Well, and that's a great point. Yeah, absolutely. I am not in the business of owning and disposing of collateral. That is just not what we're here to make loans. We're here to make loans to help people grow, either from a personal side or a business side. We most definitely do not want to take back that collateral at all, because it means it's not a good situation for our member, number one, but it's definitely not a good situation for the financial institution. It's a slightly double-edged sword, though, because sometimes I get people who come in and say, hey, I have no income, but I've got $1 million worth of property. Can I borrow a lot of money against that? And I'm like, no, I apologize, you can't, because I don't see how you're going to pay me back, make the payments on this. Well, yeah, but you got a lot of collateral. That's not what I lend against. I lend on the payment. The collateral is just to help me make sure that I don't lose the credit union and, i.e., our members' principal in the thing. Because remember, I'm taking your deposits and mom's and dad's and grandma's and grandpa's deposits, and I'm lending them out to our members. We're using that as a tool to help our community grow and expand. And if I'm doing that in a way that could potentially result in me not getting a lot of that money back at some point, then that's not a good situation for everybody with their deposits, especially, you know, grandma, grandpa, aunts and uncles and stuff like that. So that's why we take collateral in those situations. That's why we only lend a certain amount against that collateral. That's why we do those types of things, to help ensure that. In exchange, we do it for very low rates, very, very low rates. If you went out and said, hey, I'd like you personally to invest in my business, oh yeah, 12, 15, 20%, that's what I need on my return on equity. No, you go to the credit union, you're getting 5%. You know, if it was 6 months ago, it would have been 4. You know, because that's how rates are moving.
Yeah.
So
I want to switch it up a little bit, and we've touched on this earlier, but today you hear a lot about things like crowdfunding, fintech, and shadow banking. From a credit union perspective, you've got this whole world coming of new technology, new ways of banking. How does your business respond to it, and where are you heading?
Yeah, so first of all, I think all of the disruptors out there I think disruptors in general are fabulous, because it causes everybody, it keeps everybody on their toes from a financial institution standpoint. It provides us with new thoughts of ways of doing things, because you tend to, as with any business, you know, you're doing what you do, you tend to get a little myopic. All of a sudden somebody comes in with a completely new way of doing it. It blows up the model a little bit, and it's kind of fun to see that, and then we see what we can take out of that. Now, not all of the fintechs are great, to be honest with you. You got to be very, very careful with who you go with and what what you do, you know, for those types of things. But there are a lot of good things that they do that we are trying to incorporate. We're looking and saying, okay, that I don't like what they're doing in general, but I like this little piece of it, so I'm going to try and incorporate that into what we do. You know, for example, relatively soon, we've been working on this, and we should have this out relatively soon. You'll be able to go start to finish for an online auto loan application. Now, there are a lot of banks that have been putting that in place recently. That is a direct result of a lot of that type of those type of fintechs, I guess we'll call them, that were coming in. So in general, I really like it because it pushes the industry to become better and do better. But we just try and pick and choose what we want from a business aspect. I got to be pretty careful. I got to continue to show my value. And this is one of those, again, we're talking case study here for the financial institution, but this goes to pretty much any small business owner. You need to continue to reaffirm your value with the people that you're doing business with, and be able to provide services, because there's always going to be somebody who can do something a little bit better than you. And the way that the technology is starting to work is the individual can start to put together each of their own. I mean, you could put with fintechs, you could put together an entire banking relationship. Have your deposits over here, make your loan over on this app. Have your make a loan over on this app. Do something else with your credit cards over on this app. You know, et cetera, et cetera. And that used to be all how within the financial institution. So what we need to do is we need to continue to show the value, continue to show our value to our members. We do that primarily through you know, providing top-notch products and services the best that we can, but then also member education. Again, credit unions in general are externally good at that. We provide a lot of support. We believe that we need to be a good partner in the community. So that's why you're seeing a lot of the things that we do out there. It's just we just want to make the place that we live a better place to be. And that's part of, all of that wrapped together is part of the value and part of the relationship that when you come to Fox in particular, that's what you get.
Absolutely. So we're going to take one more break. You're listening to Biz Talk and WHPY, and we'll be right back.
Subtract line 6 from 13. Put in box 5 on form 1040 EZ. Easy? Really?
Taxes can be daunting, especially when it comes to your business. From asset protection to payroll and more, we can help reduce the stress of your business's financial situation. Visit AlbertsHaling.com. Alberts & Haling. Personal connections. Positive results.
Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts & Haling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. We can partner with you to reach creative legal solutions for your business. From contract drafting and negotiation, patents and trademarks, commercial transactions, and governmental compliance.
Timely and candid answers coupled with high energy and passion define Sarah's approach to legal counsel.
Know your options. Call me at 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
Join us for the bike ride that feels more like a summer party. Fox Bike to the Beat, Saturday, August 4th in Appleton. Live music, food, and drinks. That's how we roll. Ride to support our communities. Fox Bike to the Beat, August 4th. Celebrate Mile of Music Weekend with a bike ride for all ages and skill levels. Don't miss a beat. Let's ride. Saturday, August 4th. Visit foxbiketothebeat.com to register online today.
Welcome back to Biz Talk. Before we get back to Chris, I'd like to thank the sponsors that help us make this available every weekend. They are Fox Communities Credit Union. Thanks, Chris.
It's our pleasure.
You guys have been great for us for a long time. Alberts & Haling CPAs, Legal Business Edge, that's Sarah DeBruin's law firm, WBD, the Wisconsin Business Development Corporation. We also have Kendale Marketing that helps us with our website, which is biztalkwithscore.com, where you can go out and listen to past shows or see what's coming up. And then finally, the business news. So thank you all. We appreciate your support. And before we end, Chris, we'd like to talk a little bit about interest rates.
Yes.
That's a hot topic now, and rates have been rising. And how does that affect what you're doing?
Yeah. So, interest rates have been on the rise. In particular, there are a couple of different interest rates that are pretty important to small businesses. One is the U.S. prime rate, and that's when every time you hear that the Fed has increased rates, that is the rate that moves almost immediately after that. And that rate has gone up considerably over a short period of time. What you're going to see there as a business owner are things like lines of credit and credit cards that you utilize. Are going to start to have a much higher interest expense. So you're going to want to make sure that you keep an eye on that and kind of work it into your costing. You know, I had earlier in the show, I kind of talked about the home builder who the cost of inputs are going up. And if you price your thing when the costs are low and they start rising, well, one of the costs is interest rates. And that, like for that home builder, more than likely they're going to have a variable interest rate that has gone up considerably, you know, maybe even 1.5-2% over the last, say, 12 months or so. That's a pretty big, you know, that's a pretty big deal. It's a couple, you know, if you got a $200,000 line of credit, and it's 2%, you know, you're talking $4,000, over the course of a year. I mean, that's a good chunk of change. I'd rather have that in my pocket, you know.
Absolutely.
You know, so what you have to do is you have to make sure that you're keeping an eye on that. Excuse me, that you're keeping an eye on that so that you can adjust your prices as best you can. Sometimes competition doesn't let you, sometimes it does. So you're going to want to keep an eye on that. The other thing that's been changing are the rates that we use as kind of the baseline for doing general commercial loans. So usually the pretty standard deal for, like, say, a piece of real estate or something is a 5-year fixed rate. It's a balloon, essentially, in the commercial world. That's pretty standard. That's pretty standard. Sometimes you'll do 3, sometimes it'll be even a little bit less. Every so often you'll be able to go out a little bit longer, but especially in a rising rate environment, a lot of financial institutions don't like going out much past 3 or 5 years. So 5 years is pretty standard. The rates around that have gone up considerably as well. Probably in the last 12 months, they've gone up 1.25%, or 125 basis points if you hear that out in the market, 1.25%. And it doesn't sound like a lot, but you got to take a look. If you've got a loan right now that could be maturing in the next, say, 12 months or maybe even 24 months, what I really want you to do as a small business owner is go out and take a look at that and say, okay, what happens if my rate not only goes, which is right now maybe like at 4%, because, again, 12 months, there was some paper out there that was being written on 4%. What happens if it goes up to 6? You know, what happens then? Am I going to be able to make the payments? Is my revenue generated from whatever I have that loan for, is that going up the same as my interest rates? So you really want to make sure that you take a look at your debt at this point, because it rates are on the rise, and if you're not careful, all of a sudden your note will come for renewal. You might be underwater from a cash flow perspective, and as we talked about before, you know, lenders generally lend on cash flow. So if it looks like you can't make your payments in full, the lender is going to start to have some discussions with you, and it could get a little tricky. If you know going in that it's an issue, or if you know 12 to 24 months ahead of time, you might be able to do some other things. If it's a rental property, you might be able to start increasing your rents a little bit more. Maybe you can't, and maybe you just have to go in understanding what you got going on. But there could be some things you can do as long as you don't take your eye off the interest rates. So,
well, great. I really enjoyed having you here. You show the experience that you have, and we're going through some tumultuous times, but I guess they all are, and things like that. But it's been nice talking to you this morning, and thank you for the sponsorship that you provide to BizTalk, and thank you for the expertise that you're willing to share with people. And I hope that, you know, if you're out there looking for a business loan or help with your business services, if people stop and talk to Chris at Fox Communities Credit Union. So we'd like to thank you all for listening this week, and we'll be back next week. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.